Okay, a couple of weekends ago, we had the Impact Weekend away, which is very, very exciting, and what we're going to attempt to do this evening is show a video from the laptop. Now, regular attenders of Hook Evangelical Church will know this normally goes horribly wrong. So I've got Neil in my corner there, hopefully going to sort something out. After this, though, Tim is going to come up and he's going to interview a few of the Impacts, and it looks like it might actually work, which is truly miraculous. So we're going to have some photographs to music, if you've got some sound in a moment, and then Tim's going to come up and interview the guys. Okay, thank you.
Yo, lift up high, another strike for the more style. Listen, what?
Okay, if I could invite everyone that attended the Impact Weekend Away 2011 to join me on the stage, including leaders, otherwise I'll feel outnumbered. Everyone that came on the weekend away, it'd be great to see them on the stage. if you were at the weekend away? That includes you, Dave. The hat didn't hide you, I'm afraid. The short sleeve shirt gave it away. We like at Impact, we, as leaders, I try to do things as their life is, as their sort of, you know, general experience in their life is. You didn't come on the weekend, away. At the moment, a lot of them are going through exams, and so, you know, in the general tradition, usually they don't have a clue what's going to come up in their exams. So I thought we'd do the same tonight. They have absolutely no idea what I'm going to ask them. Who's nearest the mic? Amy, I reckon you're nearest the mic. Do you want to grab hold of that mic? Yeah.
Hello?
I'm just take it out of its stand. That'd be great. Amy, just briefly, just tell people may not have a clue what Impact is or what the Weekend Away is about. Just tell us what Impact is to you and where do we go?
We went to Vauxhall Farm in some countryside.
Yeah. Suffolk, it's a foreign country, don't you?
Yeah. It's fine. Impact Away is usually held on Friday nights for us lot, the teenage community. And it's just time for us to come together and praise God together and play some games. And the Impact Away, Weekend Away, is just a time to get away and have more Bible readings in a more concentrated area.
Thank you. And I think it was you that did the presentation that we just watched, so thank
Afraid
you for that.
So.
Cedric, it was your first Weekend Away. What was your highlight of the weekend?
Highlight? Let's see. One would probably be the failed pranks by us boys. And two would be Go Ape.
Yeah, I think we saw a lot of pictures of Go Ape. I don't see any monkeys with harnesses on strapped to things, but we felt like them anyway, flying through the air. Okay, pass the mic along and I'll say stop. Stop. Sophie.
Yeah.
Amy's already alluded to, we do sort of a lot more concentrated Bible teaching. Just give us a highlight from the talks for you. What did we sort of look at over the weekend?
We looked at how to like keep God as the focus of our lives and not make other things our gods. Yeah.
Hence the T-shirt. For those who can't read it, just read out your T-shirt there.
It says, "Who is your God? Jesus is my hero."
Yeah, it's done to the sort of Superman design, and as you can imagine, when obviously the male leaders wore it, we did look like Clark Kent. but we didn't want to confuse you tonight, which is why we stayed out of it. Pass it along to Dave, the one that's slightly older than the other Dave.
Oh, it's you then, yeah.
Dave, it was great to have you along, because we wouldn't have been able to get there, really, without you. Just explain your role in the weekend, and I know you want to share something as well. So.
I was a driver, full stop.
And you want to share something?
Yeah. While these guys were in the Go Ape, I had some work to do and a couple of phone calls to make. And I was telling all these this morning to make sure they wore their T-shirts tonight, and I forgot mine because I had to go to work this afternoon. Anyway. After sitting in the van for about an hour doing some work and phoning people up, I went for a walk over to the kiosk to get a cup of tea. And there's a place there where you can hire these Segway bikes. And about half a dozen of these guys were standing around with their Segways talking. And as I walked past, one of them happened to say, "Fancy having a dead hero or worshipping a dead hero?" And I felt a bit brave, so I said, if he was dead, that would be right, but he isn't. And I got in a bit of conversation with them, and it went to the effect whereby I was able to say, they said to me, "Well, he is dead, because last week we celebrated his death, didn't we? That was Easter." And I said, "No, I said, we celebrated his being raised from the dead. He's alive. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here now." And to cut a long story short, one of them said, "How can you be sure that he is alive?" And I just had to say, because I'm here, and I was able to give a little bit of my testimony and to explain to them that if it wasn't for the Lord, I would either be dead or languishing in prison somewhere. And it really made them sort of stop looking for questions and say, oh, well, if it's that important, then fair enough. So it was good. And the T-shirts are good.
Thanks, Dave. You want to pass the mic back that way? We'll stop at Bethany, I think. Temi actually designed those T-shirts for us. Temi's part of our group. I don't think she's here this evening. But so it's great to have sort of one of our young people, really, with the gifts to be able to do that and be able to sort of have that witness that Dave was able to have. Bethany, maybe a couple of highlights for you over the weekend would be great.
Okay. On the Sunday night, we went to the beach, and that was really good fun. Shall I say what we did at the beach or not?
It's up to you.
Okay. We went to the beach first of all, and then we played, what's it called? Jump the Fender. And then we went to the arcade, and we spent a bit too much money on the machines. And
you didn't turn that bit.
What else are the highlights? I really enjoyed the talks this year. It was nice having another person come in just to give a different viewpoint. Yeah.
Great. We won't pass it to Teresa, who spent the most money on the 2p machines. We'll go to let's go to Becky. I know you will.
Thank you.
Becky, this was your first weekend.
It was.
As a leader, obviously. How did you find it? What was the highlight for you? And any particular sort of thing that stood out for you?
These guys are great company. Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you included too. So we had a great time. I think the highlight for me was surviving Go Ape. I don't usually swing from the trees at 60 foot with a harness. It doesn't come naturally to me. And the Malteser cake, I must say, was a pretty...
Yes, who
pretty
made
formidable
the Malteser cake?
Highlight.
Anyone here that made the Malteser cake that's willing to admit it? Make it again next year.
I think it was Nicola.
Oh, wow. Great.
I think it was Nicola.
On the subject of cake, we really do thank you for all the cake that you made. Someone suggested at the end that we, maybe because we had so much cake left over, to maybe make a better system to sort of allocate the amount of cake we needed. No. No. No, no, we don't like that system. We will just let you make as much cake as you want, and we will attempt to eat all of it. Let's pass it back to the lads at the end there, because they're looking very sheepish in the corner there. Maybe all three of you, if Tom, you hold it, and then maybe sort of all three of you could chip in if you want. Some of the activities have been mentioned. Do you want to just sort of say roughly what we did activities-wise over the weekend? I know Go Ape's been mentioned, but what else did we do?
Well, on the last day, we were playing a few games, like team games with... The first one was toilet roll. Was it toilet roll or toilet paper? We had to sort of throw our team over our heads and under our... between our legs, try and run it all out without ripping it. And we had to, like, eat as many... Was it pink wafers, they're called? As possible, one at a time, so...
Yeah, difficult to eat without a drink of water, yes. Rob, any other highlights for you?
One of my highlights was probably the... I think the food, just in general, was very good. I mean, there was enough, and, it was good quality. So thank you, cooks.
Thank you very much. Dan, anything for you?
Probably the talks, because we got a guy from called Andy, and he was like a really good speaker as well. And from his like background, because he had, I think he's like partially blind, it was also a good like witness for him to like for everyone else there to actually think people who can be blind who can actually live their life for God. And that was really good. That was probably one of my highlights of the week.
Yeah, it was really encouraging in the way that it was amazing and challenging for us to see that. Andy actually did Go Ape with us as well. So imagine really not being able to see, and then strapping yourself to a harness and being thrown 50 feet in the air. I was very impressed. Anyone else that I haven't come to, do they want to share anything before we sort of wrap it up? You're not going to volunteer that, are you? Okay, well, please do be praying for these guys. As I mentioned at the start, they have got a really busy time at the moment, a really stressful time, and it's a key time for a lot of them, really, because they're making big decisions about what they want to do with their lives. So do pray for them. I think Esther's trying to wrap me up, so I'll just say a big, big thank you to all of you. We know that you've been praying for us, and I just want to say thank you to all the other leaders and to our guests that came along. We do really appreciate Dave, Teresa, to Liz and Susan that cooked for us. We couldn't have done the weekend without you, so thank you very much. Well, that's